Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we are going to play a plethora of music from artists from the Philippines, the U.S., and even from here in Minnesota, along with some community announcements, balita, and some news from our news desk. In regards to some community announcements, our first of which will take place on Saturday, August the 15th, the 28th annual Fiesta in honor of the Mother of Perpetual Help, the Samahang Pag-asa Fiesta, which will be taking place at the Lions Park at 1220 157th Avenue Northeast in Ham Lake, Minnesota. Festivities begin at 11:30 a.m. with a rosary and then mass at 12, and then a guest speaker of Dodge Flores and guest dancers. You'll find Filipino food, dancing, and other things for the family to enjoy as well. Our next community announcement for the evening, and this takes place on August the 16th at the 825 Art at 825 University Avenue in St. Paul from 2 to 6 p.m. It is the Asian Artist Celebration. You'll find food, music, puppetry, comedy, panels, and art. And one of the featured artists for that evening, it is a group by the name of Umamis, and it features the siblings of Robert and Maya Lehman, who are of Filipino descent, and Tiana Nagano. In terms of our next community event, this community event takes place on August the 19th. And this is for the Filipino American Christian Church. They'll be having a gala, the 2026 Family Royal Ball, Sparklings and Suits. And you should be able to find information in regards to this event. I believe you can see it on the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans website that's also advertising for the event. In regards to other community announcements, two of which are from the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, that is their annual CSFA Philippine Teen Camp 2026 from August 23rd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This will be taking place at the CSFA warehouse, which is located there in Burnsville, Minnesota. It's a day of fun, learning, and friendship for Filipinos ranging in age from 13 to 18. You'll find games, team building, cultural identity activities, leadership development, Filipino food, and more. And our last event announcement is on Friday, September the 11th, the annual CSFA election will be taking place, meeting and potluck. This begins at 6:30 p.m. for the potluck, meeting and voting at 7. The event ends at 9, and this will be at the CSFA warehouse, which is located at 12100 12th Avenue South in Burnsville, Minnesota. In regards to some balita, a happy early birthday greetings go to my daughter, Kehlani, who will be celebrating her birthday on Thursday, August the 13th. She'll be turning 9. She's in studio with her pops right now with a little har-har laugh for the birthday shout-out, but we'll play a song from one of her favorite groups as a little pre-birthday gift of song for my daughter on the show. But we had mentioned earlier on the show that the trio, the Umamis, will be performing on August the 16th. And this is their song, Over It. Umamis with Over It. As we mentioned earlier, we're going to play a birthday song shout out to my soon to be nine-year-old Kehlani. This is one of her favorite groups, Cat's Eye, who will be here in the Twin Cities in the fall at Target Center. They were here previously for their other tour at the opening city at the Armory, but this is their song entitled Touch.
Touch, 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 touch. Thought about you way too much, 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 much. Over, over, thinking us, 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 us. 'Cause you've been so out of touch. You could have had my love, but you've been so out of touch.
Monday, I was dreaming about ya. Tuesday, I was waiting at the phone. 2 days, wasn't hearing from ya. Yeah, what can I say? Oh, baby, I was getting bored. I was moving on, 'cause you were moving too slow. 'Cause sometimes I'm alone. been so hard to touch. First you're gonna say you're sorry. Promise you won't do it anymore. Come up with a different story.
Yeah, what can I say? Say something I ain't heard before.
I'm too fun to waste my time. Too young to waste one night. So here comes some good advice.
If I ever call again, don't press it no.
Cause sometimes I'm alone. Stare out my window. The moon makes you seem close tonight. But you've been so out of touch, 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 touch. That I bought you way too much, 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 much.
And that was Cat's Eye with Touch. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities, online at KFEI.org and by searching the Filipino American National News, and also via the KFEI app on Google Play and Apple Store. And our show was generally archived for up to 2 weeks online, and you can also find us on both Instagram and Facebook, where you can find our social media presence along with our interviews that we're able to video record as of late in the last couple years, mostly on our Facebook site. But for right now, we're gonna head over to the news desk, and this comes from the ASAMnews.com. Filipino-American activist Christina Passion has been arrested in the Philippines. Communities organizations in the U.S. are calling for her release. According to the Baltimore Banner, Passion, 27, was arrested alongside local organizer Binay Serrano in Cubuyao on July the 30th. The International Coalition for Human Rights in the Philippines told the Baltimore Banner the pair were seeking medical treatment when the arrest occurred. Passion was born and raised in Maryland to parents who were Filipino immigrant healthcare workers. Friends and family told Bululat she had been had a strong sense of social justice. She worked as a paralegal for a law firm representing clients seeking workers' compensation before eventually focusing on advocating for Filipino immigrants. She ultimately chose to travel to the Philippines to volunteer with marginalized communities because she was so moved by the plight of migrant workers and understood that to truly understand and solve this, the answers are in the Philippines itself. Jom Dolor, vice chairperson of the Bagong Alaysang Makabayan USA, told Bulutat. Passion Hoodline reports was on the exposure trip working alongside rural indigenous communities in the Philippines when she was detained. Friends and family members and fellow advocate held a vigil on August 6th to call for her release. Loved ones are concerned about her health. We are seeking her immediate release, Passion's wife Vivian Passion said, per the Baltimore Sun. I want her home as soon as possible. U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat of Maryland, told the Baltimore Banner his office is in touch with Passion's family and has reached out to the State Department on their behalf as they look into the matter. The State Department said in a statement to the Baltimore Sun that it is aware of the situation. And right now, we're going to play our third song of the evening. It is from an artist by the name of Dianella. And this is their song, Hoodie.
You're the thunder on my rainy days. You lit the skies, left me all amazed. How to travel from the heaven, cause you came here without falling. Yeah, to make me feel like Willie's calling. You're the medicine to calm my waves. My lady, let me say that. Baby, you're my serenity, my favorite melody, the remedy I need. Girl, I wanna be your one and only. I love my bundi.
siya yung hewap chicks, my breath away. Ang sarap mong isama, siya dapat ng dambana. Hey, listen, siya harap ng applyan. Agos natin ang kita, kung kamatayan na malunod sa iyong kagandahan. Huwag mo kong iahot pagkat langit ang punta. What? Bakit turo siya ng araw? Lulubog kasi nasilo. Para kang buon na queen na paluhod at nakasulat ng tulang hinog kasi tamis na ng pulot. Ikaw na may akda sa teksto natin na walang tuldo. Honey,
what? What?
Sa gabi gawin mong kumot para di malapitan sa pulsa naging jaketa. Iyong matutugalasan o iyong tingahan, ikaw ang tanging laman. Growing up with just your goodies, you look so fine, babe. Ganda mo'y tila dapit, hapong dagat ang kita, babe. The way you simply tie your hair up takes my breath away. Ang sarap mong isama sa tapat ng dambana. Ayon, baby, you're my favorite melody, the remedy I need. Don't I wanna be your one and only. Ang dapong mapundi, walhati mong bitbi. Sa'yo matiningi, ikaw ang ka.
Clap your hands like this.
When I'm with just your goodies, you look so fine, babe. Ganda mo'y tila tapin, hapong dagat ang kita, babe. The way you simply try your hair, I'm six, my breath away. Ang sarap mong isama sa tapat ng dandana. Let's go. When I'm with just your goodies, you look so fine, babe. Ganda mo'y tila tapin, hapong simply try your hair, I'm six, my breath away. Ang sarap mong isama sa tapat ng dambana.
Thank you so much, everyone. You know what? I got a gift for you. And this gift, this is wonderful. But I'm gonna explain better. This gift sounds like this. Like this, aight? Uno, dos, tres, let's go.
And that was Dianella with Hoodie. We do have some time to head over back to the news desk. And this comes from the APN News. .com. Phoenix, Arizona. Beginning in the 1970s, just about every Filipino household in America was either hauling bulk buying boxes in person or mailing them to relatives back in the Philippines. These care packages that held goodies from U.S. were seen as an expression of supporting during hard economic times, as well as one of pure love. Bulk and bayan, Tagalog for return and homeland, respectively, was what Ferdinand Marcos Jr. called the tourism initiative he established in 1973. After declaring martial law a year earlier, he wanted to compel Filipino immigrants to come back and visit and further legitimize the new dictatorial regime, says Adrian De Leon, an assistant professor of history at New York University and author of Balik Bayan, A Revenant History of the Filipino Household. The Balik Bayan program proved incredibly profitable for the government as middle-class Filipino-Americans came and spent capital. The dollar stretches way more, De Leon says. Bulk buying becomes a way of through which overseas Filipinos are incentivized to maintain an economic connection to their homeland so that the government can take cuts from it and use it for, like, everything. The practice of shipping bulk boxes grew from there. Initially, canned meat like Spam was a staple of these boxes. Over time, some luxuries like skincare products, clothes, and candy became sought after too. Then American entertainments like music cassettes, movies on Betamax were tossed in. What might have been letters being sent back home Now with the bowling boxes, you're sending back American pop culture, De Leon says. Filipinos are doing the work of American soft power for Filipinos at home. Sending black bottom boxes has thrived as own industry. There are a handful of shipping companies in the U.S. that market door-to-door delivery to the Philippines. Filipino immigrants visiting the country get quicker entry at the Manila Ninoy Aquino International Airport through a designated bulk buy-in lane. Jamming as many gifts as possible into a bulk buy-in box remains culturally ingrained in the Filipino diaspora. Filipino-American comedian Rex Navarrete has typically made it a standby bit, advising, "One thing you should never pack in a bulk buy-in box is air." And right now, we're going to close the show with potentially two final songs. The first of it is from Gino Padilla, "Gusta Kita." And if we do have time, we have a song from the artist known as Flo G. And that song is entitled Batugan. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Sa puso ko'y ikaw lang ang mahalaga. Pilitin mang limutin ka ay hindi ko magagawa. Parang alipin mo ang isip at damdamin ko. Gusto kita pagkat ang kilos mo'y sadyang ibang iba. Mahinhin at malambing pa, katangiang di mo sadya. Pag-ibig kong ito'y hindi na magbabago pa. Kahit sabihin ang mali ako, alipin mo o bihag mo, ako'y iyong iyo. Kung pag-ibig ng pag-uusapan, mo'y sadyang ibang iba. Mahinhin at malambing pa, katangiang di mo sadya. Pag-ibig kong ito'y hindi na magbabago pa.
kasamang hikap, ganun katamad. Sabay abasang kamagaling, magabang na malalaglag. At nagtataka ka pa kapag sa bulsa mo wala ka nang nakakakap. Clap, 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 clap. Ang hilig mo sa teka muna, kaya imbis sa labi ang nakuha mo muta. Punto ko sana makuha na baka sa kakahiga mo ay dyan ka makuba. Anong misyon mo sa lupa? Magpatigas ng batuta para mihin ang populasyon. Ganyan ba talaga pag walang ambisyong mataas di nalulula? Buti pa tupa, napapastol. Ikaw puro ang astol. Halatang nagpapanggap pag nasa labas ng door. Iba-ibang palabas, kaya madalas mag-mall. Akala mo lang nakakahabol ka na, pero di ka pa pala nakakaskol. Di lang pala yung tulog yung pwedeng may mapanakinipan. Di rin pwede na lahat ng gusto idaan sa hilingan. Pag may nahiligan, di madali yan, di madali yan. Pati pagigian, sige, ikay magpursige kasi di pa huli. Pero sa'yo yan nakadepende, di yun nakabase ka sa swerte. Di laging po pwede na yung pwede lang kung pwede nga isipin na walang bagay na hindi pwede syempre. Di araw-araw a 25 ng Disyembre, darating at darating ang peste. Yan ang dapat mong paghandaan kasi buti pa yung leche flan ay may plano kahit leche. Akala ko ayaw mo nang dilata,
kala ko,
pero lagi kang nakahilata.
Bakit?
Akala ko ayaw mo tumunganga,
kala ko,
pero inuuna mo bunganga. Akala ko gusto mo ng biyaya,
whoa,
pero lagi kang nakatihaya.
Damn.
Sarili mo din ang dinadaya,
yo,
kasi sa katamaran mo siya niyaya.
Yo, yo.
Dapat kasi di ka pumapayag, ikaw din naman ang mahihirapan. Yaka ikaw din ang manghihinayang sa masasayang. Hoy, batugan di ka pa mayaman, wala ka pang matabang wallet, bakit di ka makabang one? Bakal na mukha mo tapos una mo naman magnet. Pahiga-higa lang sa higaan. Kala mo biyaya sa iyo ang kusang lalapit, di baka hanip. Di nagpapanik, sanay ka bang walang budget? O sadyang wala ka lang target? Yung iba namang mga tamad ay meron din kakaibang mindset. Kaso lang hindi natin alam kung utak ba talad nilang ginagamit o gumagamit. Pag walang wala et pagkakailangan ay sa patalim pumakot.
From Minneapolis's historic West Bank, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul, or streaming and archived on KFAI.org. It's where community has always grown.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts. With your host, Jerry Stearns.